Nick, Jess and Ducko, welcome to the podcast.
Guys, if you've ever had a burrito that was maybe a little bit overstuffed, or maybe your technique's just not that good of wrapping, well, there's been a solution to this problem, and it comes under the name of Tasty Tape.
This is good because you always get the burrito in the outfall. I have two issues with the outfall. Sometimes I accidentally chew the outfall and I get it on my fillings.
Oh.
And there's nothing more painful than getting an outfall bit of tooth on your filling. It's like
you basically start sparking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or you're ripping it off not right. It starts to get all soggy at the end because all of your burrito's melting down the end. Or melting, it leaking, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, no need anymore with Tasty Tape. So, what Tasty happened
tape.
Was...
Is Tasty Tape a gustatory delight?
It is a gustatory... Well, delight... is open for interpretation. So what it is, it's an edible tape, right?
Yeah.
So you can wrap your burrito in tape to hold it together, and then you don't have to take it off when you get to the tape, like the foil.
Yeah.
You just keep on pounding on through.
So is this going to be a substitute for the alfoil? Is this going to hand us burritos wrapped in tape?
I don't know.
It just looks like it's one. It looks like it's a Band-Aid strip of tape over the middle of it. It doesn't look like it covers much.
Okay, so could I wrap it all the way around my taco?
No, because they're pre-measured, so they're little 2-inch strips.
Like a Band-Aid.
Mm. Yeah, sort of like a Band-Aid. And it's a bunch of students that got sick and tired of the poor, I guess, you know...
Wrap technique
and certain foods being compromised.
Yep.
And so they apply this, but... A lot of people are very excited about it because it's not just good for burritos. It could be good for a gyros, something like that. But
if
also,
my souvlaki gets a blister, would that work well?
Maybe the souvlaki gets a blister.
I do like this. This is good because what about a burger? You know how burgers have the thing through the middle of them so it doesn't fall apart? Could you strap that thing in?
Yeah,
totally.
You could strap that in.
And I often find my burger technique is terrible. Mm. You take one bite and it pushes everything out the back.
Yes.
Could I put a couple?
Yep.
Almost like a you know. Catcher,
yes.
But it keeps it all in. So there's nowhere for that patty to go. Just that force keeps it intact.
Absolutely. Other people are saying that it could be used for if a cake has a small bit that's fallen out, just stick it back in and then ice over the top of it.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad. So it can. It's like putty for food.
What? But how are they going to make it in all different colours so it blends in?
Well, the one colour that I've seen is horrendous. It looks like blue mould.
Oh,
it's like multi cheese.
I don't want to know that my what? No.
But there is a
beige. Why wouldn't they have gone beige? So many beige foods.
Well, there's a clear version as well. Mm. So they're the only two versions that I've seen. You need water in order to be able to enact its full adhesive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're trying to patent it at the moment, so it's not quite available.
Food tape, Tasty Tape.
Tasty Tape.
I wonder what it tastes like.
I don't know.
Yeah, what's a neutral flavour?
Yeah.
Enough that it's not going to compromise, because this could work on all different sorts of...
Mm-hmm.
Cuisines.
Nope. Go again.
Foods.
Right.
It could work on all different sorts of foods. So you can't tell me, you know,
parsley
is universal because that's not going to work on something.
It needs to be as flavourless as possible.
It does. It needs to be like water. You know what I mean?
Tofu. I've never eaten tofu, but that seems pretty flavourless for me.
The texture of tofu is just...
Yeah, yeah.
It's disgusting.
I like it. A little bit of fried tofu.
Yeah.
Yucky.
Had a tofu stir fry the other night. It was all right.
It all seems very spongy.
It is. Yeah, it's just, it's like eating a sponge, really.
Is it good for you, tofu? Has it got nutritional benefits?
They say it is good for you.
Soy.
And the Japanese created it, so I believe that.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, what is that doing inside?
What is it good for?
I don't know. Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, am I ever going to do a blood test and say you're lacking in tofu?
No. I don't think that'll be that specific.
Because I'm not ever eating tofu. That would show up.
You'll do a blood test and I'll be like, you're not lacking in pasta and butter. That's for sure. You got a lot of that.
Could I? Maybe my reserves of pasta will tip over into all the other categories, so it seems like I'm really full of everything.
Yeah.
It really, it's just
spill
over. I feel
over. The pasta credits. So they're just flinging out to other categories.
Exactly.
Hey guys, how's this for an alarming statement? There's been some research done, and here are some of the findings from Saho Tagaki at Azabu University in Japan.
Nice.
I want people to know that... Oh, thank you very much. So this is one of the findings. I want people to know the truth. Felines do not appear to listen to people's conversations, but as a matter of fact, they do.
What? We're getting eavesdropped on by cats.
Cats.
I could believe that.
They're listening in.
They sit there licking themselves while they're watching you, pretending they're not listening.
Yeah.
I'm just a cat. I don't speak. But really, they're listening.
Or maybe they're just going about their day.
Excellent cat impression.
Thank you. hold on, make it better. Meow. I'm just a cat. I don't speak.
Meow.
Why are they meowing and talking in English?
To throw you off the scent, Gilly. To throw you off the scent.
Okay. On top of this, they've also learnt, or hypothesised rather, yes, that cats probably know each other's names.
What?
I love this. Hypothesised, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
And this is research.
He kind of cocked his head a bit when I said the other cat's name. I reckon he knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, do you know what? That's actually pretty close to what they did.
Shut up!
Okay,
Billy.
So here's how the research went down, because I love this. Mm. So for cats that have, like, a buddy in the household, right?
Okay.
What they'll do is they'll have one of the cats in the room and a photo of the other. And the cat looks at it.
Oh, yeah.
And then on a recording, they'll get the owner to say the real name of the cat. And then they'll do another recording with a false name while still holding up the photo. So you're holding up a photo of Mittens. Mm-hmm. And there's a recording going, Mittens, Mittens. Cat, not that interested, has a glance at the photo, kind of gets on with his day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hold up the photo and be like, you know, Timothy, Timothy. And the cat cocks its head and looks at it for longer.
So the cat is called Timothy, not Mittens.
No, the cat's called Mittens. So when you're saying when you're saying the name that isn't real in front of the photo,
oh yes,
the cats get confused apparently because you're saying the wrong name, which
who
would
knows
suggest
what a cat confused look is.
Yeah, I know.
And if they're looking looks for longer,
see, I would argue looking for longer and cocking the head is it's engaged
and thinks that's the name.
And thinks that's the name.
It thinks Mittens' name is actually
Timothy. But
how could
it if it's never heard Timothy in its life?
Oh, it's never met a Tim. But there's not so many Tims walking around.
It's not moving for Mittens, so I'd argue it doesn't care at all.
Yeah,
it doesn't
care about Mittens.
Okay, yeah. Here's the clincher though.
Okay.
The cats in cat cafes where there are too many cats around.
Oh, they're the worst places in the world. Don't ever go to a cat cafe.
That is torturous.
They're gross and the cats stink.
Did you go to one in Japan?
Yeah, I went to one in Japan thinking this would be the funnest thing ever. It was not.
You're not a cat guy. Why did you think
that would be fun? My sisters wanted to go, so I went over there with them. Famously, I was there on their honeymoon. We all went to the cat cafe.
I know you love to be surrounded by puss, but not the right... Not the right place.
You're right. I mean, you'd think, I mean, it's a man's dream. Just me there, all those things there, but, you know, it's not great. It's very, right. When too many puss
careful in the, what you wish for.
Too many puss in the one place, it's hard to handle.
Guys, you two are having too much fun here. I'm trying to talk about
sorry, race. Sorry, mate.
No,
sorry.
Anyways, Timothy involved in this study.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So at the cat cafe where there's heaps of cats, right?
Yes.
And nobody's calling out their names because they don't know their names.
Mm-hmm.
They hold up a photo of the cat's real name and the fake name and they look at it for the same amount of time.
Wild stuff.
Who looks at it?
The cat.
Timothy.
Well, there's no cat called Timothy in this story.
So what's Mittens doing?
Yeah, now where's Mittens in all this?
Yeah.
What's her head doing? Is she cocking it or is she just looking confused?
Well, the cats don't have any idea. They hold up a photo and they say the name of the cat. It looks at it for the same amount of time if you say the cat's non-name.
What'd you say this guy's name was? Because he's just, like, this is what he's studied.
Mate,
he's Stuffo Takaki.
Stuff you, Takaki.
Global pandemic, climate crisis, let alone just, you know, his wife's probably at home being like, can you come home and help with the chores?
Takaki, please.
We've got four kids. Yeah. And he's going, I've got groundbreaking cat research to do.
He comes home, honey, it happened today. Timothy didn't cock their head at Mittens.
Timothy doesn't exist.
Whatever.
Timothy's the fake name.
Producer Alex has stepped into the studio. She sent us an interesting little article last night.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, hi.
Morning.
Morning.
Try and find out what kind of party people we are.
Yes. The answers to the best night ever, thanks to news.com. So they brought that up because obviously we have had a lack of partying to do over the last few years and now we're making up for it. Let's go. Party rock is in the house tonight. And there are apparently six different personalities for people on a night out.
Only six?
Yeah, look, we'll look further into that. But that's what they've said, so we're running with it.
Okay.
So you got asked multiple questions. I answered them as well.
So we've all done it. Everyone
we've all done the quiz. You guys all did that and have provided me with the results.
Okay.
So the type of questions that you guys were asked, the idea of going on a group holiday makes you, and there was about five, six answers,
mm-hmm.
or six, hence the six personalities. I thought that, that the answer, start an Excel spreadsheet, that definitely, I know who
sung
would have answered
to me.
That one.
Yeah.
Your ideal birthday party. I'm going to do a guess. Darko might have done the 12th time I've seen this band, a.k.a. Rufus.
I did see that answer. Yeah. Yes, yes.
And what your ideal Sunday might look like, maybe brunch and a film alone or with your husband, Jess,
mm-hmm.
the movie.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a meal.
Yeah. You met your last ex. This triggered me through uni years ago. Yep, that's exactly my situation. Right. And the last time you made an effort for Halloween, yeah. Did you guys all answer that you were all the back end of a horse? Or should
no,
we execute
I said,
that this Halloween?
Something about glitter. I find I'm still finding glitter everywhere.
Yes, still taking the glitter off.
No, all I did that they didn't get it because I went as a pirate, but I went as a rat. With the number pi on my chest. A pi rat.
Is that a true, is that a true story?
That's a true story. And everyone was like, what's that? And I had to explain it to everyone. It was a long night.
There were people at that party. Come on.
I was going to say, what party are you attending? And I would have kicked you out.
You've come a long way from the party you went to with the children. Yeah. It was a country party. You had to come as a country and you just stuck like Latvia, was it? And Lithuania
no,
on
it was the
twins.
Stans.
Yeah. The Stans.
Yeah, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan.
And you just had written it on a piece of paper and stuck it to their chest.
Well, because they were twins, they were Tajikistan together. So it was Tajik. Oh, I'll stand.
That's one way to get them no friends.
At a work function for daddy.
Anyway, let's get into our personalities.
Yes. So, Jess has resulted as the conversationalist.
Well, doesn't that just fit like a beautiful puzzle piece?
It does. Always feels a bit awkward initially, but gradually finds ways to connect with and winds up counselling them on relationship issues.
Oh. A couple of glasses of rosé. D&M's in the corner.
Yep. Needs a quiet corner, a decent bar stool, and keep those polenta fries coming, please.
Bang, that is you.
I love a polenta fry.
Yep.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Just to a T.
That is me. Yeah.
The only thing I didn't quite think was the end here. Listens to everyone's life story, yes, but is often the last person to leave the bar.
Definitely the first person to leave the bar. Yeah. You know why? Because I'm sick of listening to your life story.
Yes.
I'll see you later. I can go drink rosé in my own house.
Yeah, I've done too much counselling.
Actually also provides your perfect night out drink, your night out tune, and where you would feel right at home actually gives you like accommodation you'd like to stay out for your night out.
Makes sense.
So your perfect drink would be a Jack Daniel's apple fizz.
What?
Brilliant.
Never had a Jack Daniel's apple fizz.
No
Maybe I need to try.
Drink,
let's just focus on, let's focus on the personalities.
Yeah. I think so. Sure thing. And then we've got Gilly. You have Nick is the conductor.
Oh.
Yeah, that fits already.
What does the conductor do?
Am I punching tickets on a tram or am I
saying you're conducting electricity, like standing on the top of a building, trying to get your meteorology, readings.
For whom a night out means only three things: live music, a good drink, and friends who will let them talk at length about why both the band and the drink are so good.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind just breaking down every part of the songs.
Yeah, they're also. So their inbox and spare room are an absolute mess of music paraphernalia. Oh,
yes, man. The studio, this studio included.
And Ducko.
Yes,
I thought you might be excited to know that we got the same result.
Wow, this can't be right. What?
Yeah. This is like you and Gilly having the same star sign.
I know, what's with me? Yeah, anyway, what do we get?
All right, we are the moment makers, aka the heroes of a night out.
Well, one of us is lying, so who is it? Tell it.
Hey, we've boogied together multiple times. I feel like this is well suited, but
No, what is it?
Yep, no. Moment makers gather friends, new and old, misfits, new parents. Oh, that's not right. And
I love parents coming to parties and getting loose. Yeah.
It's always good to see.
It's fun, yeah.
Make sure everyone has a drink, a snack, and a warm hug. Sings karaoke. And dances badly.
Yeah, well, yeah. I do the clap.
You like a little two-step.
I do.
Little
knees. Yeah.
Yep. Somehow convinces large groups of people to book trips together.
Yeah, we do love a good group
doing that.
Yeah, group holiday.
After a couple of skewies deep, you've got the Webjet app out, and you're on a trip.
We should all go to Japan together. I'll message you tomorrow.
Trending right now at hits.com.au.
So big news in the Yu-Gi-Oh! World, guys.
I didn't know it was still going.
How are you bringing us two Yu-Gi-Oh! Stories in a week? Mate, don't put Ducko in a box.
No.
You think he might
be... now. The Yu-Gi-Oh! Box.
The Yu-Gi-Oh! Box. You think he's like the fit gym guy. Yeah. Then we saw the acting side of him with that play. Nah, man.
Light and shade, you know.
You're like an onion.
Thank you. So many layers.
Peel back another layer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't expecting to find Yu-Gi-Oh! But...
and sometimes it makes you cry.
Yeah. Sometimes he does, you know. For better or for worse, but here we are.
Maybe it's not about Yu-Gi-Oh! I
maybe
hope
it's Filipino Ducko who has my Instagram handle. Won't give it to me. He's actually as a trade off giving me Yu-Gi-Oh! Content. I'm like, this will do.
Is Yu-Gi-Oh! From the Philippines?
No.
Well, he's Japanese, isn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, he's into it.
Okay.
Based off his profile picture. There's a classic Yu-Gi-Oh card from the deck that has been banned for 17 years. You guys might remember.
Oh.
You guys might remember in 2005, they put a bunch of forbidden cards and limited cards. They're saying these are too powerful.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
These are too strong.
I don't understand the premise
it's
of Yu-Gi-Oh.
A card game. It was an animated series. It turned into a card game.
What's the card? Like, you kill everyone. Oh, yeah, game's over.
Exactly.
So
you get, like, points for various attributes.
How can a card be too powerful, Nick?
Well, have you ever heard of the coveted Change of Heart card? Oh, God.
I think I've played that quite a bit with some products I've purchased. Change of Heart.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah?
Not your best, but good.
Okay, what about with some meals I've ordered?
I'd argue one of the worst.
Nah, you should have done something about the ex-girlfriends, I reckon.
Would have been much
better. That would have been better.
Anyway, the Change of Heart card is now eligible to play in the official card game according to Yu-Gi-Oh! Officials.
What does the Change of Heart card do, Ducko?
Well, it first appeared in Season 2 of the anime show, banned in 2005 in April, which was the darkest month of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans' history.
Mm-hmm.
But now, what it does is you have complete control of your opponent's summoned monsters, and you use it against them until the end phase of a turn.
Oh, so it's like, stop hitting yourself! Yeah. Stop hitting yourself! Because
exactly.
You control their cards.
So if you bring out your big monster, like Gilly brings out his big monster, and I'm like, oh my god, Gilly's got his Gil on me. And then I do this card, the Change of Heart card. Gilly's Gil attacks himself.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
No need to get HR involved now. Because he's now just worried about himself.
The Yu-Gi-Oh! World is going nuts, tweeting like, bro, what? Ain't no way the Change of Heart is back. Oh my god, I'm gonna slay the game. Now
you started that impression of a Yu-Gi-Oh! Fan as like a surfer dude. Yeah. I'm gonna need you to rethink it and give me an accurate impression.
No, don't.
I don't wanna be racist.
Take
mate.
Us off air.
I thought it would be nerdy, not racist.
Yeah, wow. Change of Heart.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly what I thought too. Now, anyway, this has happened. It's gonna muck around with the Yu-Gi-Oh! World. Obviously, we knew that Yu-Gi-Oh! Was trying to become an Olympic sport. There was a change.org petition.
Mm-hmm. They were trying Did to tell us about that one.
They were trying to get 25,000 signatures. Unfortunately, they peaked and plateaued at 17,000.
Oh, and what card was it?
It's the Change of Heart card.
Oh, really? Yeah. I wouldn't have mind playing that with a few X's.
I come here with good Yu-Gi-Oh! Gear and you ruin it with bad humour.
I thought enough time had elapsed for me to have another go.
Anyway, good morning to our Yu-Gi-Oh! Listeners out there.
Good morning.
Yeah,
big
good morning.
Day for you.
Congratulations. Hit
106.9, 10K Alphabet. You know how it works, Newcastle. You have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Can't use the same one twice. And if you're unsure of the question, just say pass. We come back if there's time. Stepping up today for our first round of $10,000 Alpha Bucks from Charlestown, we have Erin. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
Erin, confident girlfriend?
I am very nervous, but hopefully feeling very confident.
Sound confident.
Great. What are you going to do with 10K when you win it?
When I win it, I'd love to go over to Europe. I have family over there and haven't seen them since before COVID, so I'd love to.
Amazing. Where are you headed? Where's the family?
Family's in Manchester, so not very close.
You once dated a boy in Manchester?
Yeah. You once dated a boy in Manchester?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
John?
Yeah, his name tatted on you somewhere?
I do not.
Close to getting it.
It was regrettable, wasn't it?
It was. But Manchester, beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
Erin,
what's she got?
Solid letter.
What's she got?
It's S. Oh. S for...
I'm a snake. I'm a slippery little sneaky snake. I'm going to sneak and catch you.
Erin?
Erin, yes?
S.
S. S for snake?
S for snake.
Yep, no,
did you not hear that snake? Maybe she didn't hear the snake here.
Oh.
I did not hear the snake.
Oh, my apologies. S for snake, okay?
Okay.
Yep.
You got it, girlfriend. Your time will start after the first question. Oh, here we go. Starting with the letter S, we need you to name something you'd find in the kitchen.
Sponge.
A soft drink.
Soda.
A country.
Spain.
A brand.
Skoda.
A ball sport.
Soccer.
A bird.
Pass.
A clothing item.
Skirt.
A board game.
Scrabble.
An adjective.
Close.
Oh my gosh. Nearly there.
Very, very close. You got 8, Erin.
Yep.
You only had one more to answer. But you do get a double pass to the Newcastle Comedy Festival Gala. It's on tomorrow at the Civic Theatre. It's going to be great.
Cool, thank you.
Oh, no worries.
A bird. I couldn't think of a bird. Seagull.
Seagull.
Yeah.
Sparrow. Yeah.
Spatchcock.
Yep. All of those birds.
Yep.
Damn.
And then just chucking birds out there with us, you know.
Yeah.
Just trying to help out. Thank you.
What was a spatchcock? Does anyone ever order the spatchcock?
I love spatchcock.
Yeah, they're so tiny.
I know. Couldn't eat a whole chook to myself, but
no.
Spatchcock.
Got a spatchy.
Yeah.
Unlucky.
This tiny little drumstick.
Unlucky, Aaron. You did well, though. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Good luck getting over to see the family. Yes. Tell them we said hello.
I will do.
And we need you on the phone right now, 131060. What's the silliest reason your kid cried? Because yesterday we were in the car and my twins decided that they would have an argument together. Now, something that my four-year-old Harriet said to my other four-year-old Otis set him off. He was distraught. I'm gonna put out a little disclaimer here that if you're not a parent, I reckon this is quite distressing audio. If you are a parent, you get it. I'll translate for you after. Here is the argument between Otis and Harriet. Otis goes first.
Reways don't have lights, but a couple of reways do have lights. There we go.
No, they're just fast drives.
So, the thing that set off Otis so badly was that Harriet, before recording started, claimed that freeways don't have lights. Whereas Otis, who's a real first principles guy, who's learnt from the very start that some freeways don't have lights, but some freeways do have lights for various reasons. Maybe it's like a temporary roadwork one. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the end of the freeway.
All five-year-olds need to know that.
100%. Or the merge thing.
Yeah.
You know, that little lane.
Yeah.
Slow people down as they merge.
Yeah. He was just so distraught the fact that Harriet had suggested that freeways do not have lights. Harriet's claim at the end there, no, they're just fast roads.
She seems so cold in that moment.
She does.
Because
she's
chill. Like, they're just fast roads, you idiot. And he's like, ah!
I'm so
glad you did say the disclaimer thing there, because as not a parent, my ovaries have not like, I'm a little clucky, but
now they've tightened up.
That's proper distressing. Like,
I find
why
it hilarious.
Is he so upset about it, Ducko?
Can we play it again now that you know they're talking about freeways?
Yeah.
Freeways don't have lights, but a couple of freeways do have lights. There we go.
No, they're just fast drives.
Oh, my
it just
God.
Into tears.
And I know we've asked the silliest reason your kid cried. That's not a cry. That's like a full meltdown.
He's wailing.
He is wailing. I'd hate to know if, like, their elderly cat ever passes away. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is really...
to put it into perspective, immediately after, I was just like, we're going to watch some TV this afternoon. They're like, hey! Happy
snapped
as Larry.
Out of it.
Snapped
fine.
Out of it.
God,
yeah.
Zero to 100.
Zero
just
to 100.
Like his father, am I right?
Now, one of the more memorable times I reckon they would have been about 3 when this happened. Again, it was Otis. It was the middle of the night. It would have been 2 a.m. and he was bawling his eyes out just in his bed. Hmm. So naturally, we go into the room and asked him what was wrong. And after trying to settle him down a bit, I was just like, what's wrong, buddy? Why are you so sad? And he told me, I love ice cream.
And that's a nightmare he had. He maybe thought there was no more ice cream left in the world.
That was it. There was no further explanation. He loves ice cream.
And so he should.
And so he should. And yes, he should get mummy and daddy out of bed to cry about it in the depth of the night.
I remember my sister's kids. You know, she's got like 55 kids. They one time cried. Remember I told you that story a couple months back where the whole family had worms? They live in my parents.
Yeah,
that's right. They'd have the chocolate.
They wanted to have the chocolate. One of them cried because Molly, the older one, got 2 worming chocolates and she wanted an extra worming chocolate. I want worming chocolate.
How do you sit the kid down? You don't want extra worming chocolate.
Trust me.
I like this one from Jackie. She got in touch on the Nick Jess Ducko Instagram page. She said, my daughter lightly knocked her head, so I cuddled her and asked if her forehead was okay. She burst into tears and said, I don't have foreheads. I only have one.
131060, give us a call. What's the silliest reason your kid cried?
Cried, tantrumed, had a meltdown.
Yeah.
We'll take it all.
We'll do it. Do it after Katy Perry, Hot and Cold. It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9.
Belinda and Talara, what's the silliest reason your kid cried?
Oh, my little daughter Lexi, one day coming home from kindergarten, just cried at the sunset. She just sat in the back of the car and I really like sunsets, Mum.
Oh, my God, the beauty of it.
It was just this hysterical blubber the whole way home.
Oh, gorgeous.
Nature, Belinda, you know?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, you got to wonder what goes through that little head.
I know. Kerry's in Raymond Terrace. Good morning, Kerry.
Hi, how are you going?
Excellent. What is the silliest thing your kid cried about?
My son begged for Weet-Bix, and this happens all the time now, unfortunately. So he wants it with milk, but he wants crunchy Weet-Bix. And I keep telling him, if you add milk, it's going to go soft, but he doesn't want soft Weet-Bix.
I'm guessing your kid's between two or three, Kerry.
Right in the middle. Two and a half.
Yeah. Two and a half.
Yeah, we had plenty of that.
The guy who invents crunchy Weet-Bix that you can still add milk to.
Yeah.
You need those Weet-Bix bites.
Yeah. Oh, do they maintain the crunch?
They still mush up, though. Otis is a big fan, and he's still grumpy.
Oh, I can't help you. Kate's in Cliffley. Kate, silliest reason your kid cried?
He was about three and a half, and we left the hairdressers walking across the road. The wind blew, and he was hysterical because his hair will never be the same again.
I feel ya. Hey, he needs some good wax or good gel.
Yep.
Or some hairspray.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That damn wind.
Oh, that's great. Mel in West Walls End, silliest reason your kid cried.
My son said to me, I love you. And I said, I love you to the moon and back. And he goes, I don't want to go to the moon and back.
You don't have to go.
Yeah, it's just like,
oh, lucky you don't do our one, Mel, which is I love you to the moon and back and more than all the stars. If you're visiting all the stars as well, he's going to be gone for hours.
Distraught. And Jess is in Blacksmith. Wrap us up, Jess. What's the silliest reason you kick right?
So our three-year-old is obsessed with brie cheese. She calls it white cheese.
Fancy.
And the other day I was at Woolies and just saw some brie on sale on the end of the counter, at the end of the aisle, and grabbed it. Well, I bought the wrong brie, and she had the biggest meltdown because it smelt funny, and it wasn't the King Island brie.
Oh, my God. I was just about to say, this is my husband. If I don't bring the King Island, he's obsessed with King Island. He goes, don't bother bringing anything else back.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I reckon.
It's a loyal fan base, the King Island brie.
Yeah.
I've told this story on air before, but Jess, I reckon one of the first 50 words that my son ever said was Daffinoir.
Yeah.
Because he tried it once and we told him what it was, and then he would always ask for Daffinoir.
Daffinoir. You're going to have fancy kids. You're going to have expensive taste.
That's right. They're crying at sunsets. They're crying over brie.
Yeah.
What are we doing to this generation?
Great calls. Let's give them all five family passes to the Knights versus Broncos tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can all enjoy that. Don't bring your kids. They'll probably cry at the sight of the Knights not scoring a try or scoring a try.
We can't confirm or, you know, be sure what brand of brie the canteen sells at McDonald Jones.
No.
I don't want to have that on my shoulders, you know.
It is Thursday, which means we're now doing this. The things we say, there's something about them that makes them the same. The things
we say, they're universal truth. If you have a universal truth, please feel free. You can text us 0488881069. Flick through a universal truth. We'll get it on the air for you. Or slide into the DMs, Nick, Jess, Ducco on Instagram. I do believe we have some hit family contributions today. Producer Snooze.
Yes, we had our friend Josie reach out.
Jose.
We had a few of those. I'll do my personal favourite one.
Yes.
You either love or hate Nickelback, but either way, you know nearly every lyric to nearly every song. That's a universal truth.
Oh, that's
a good one. Yeah.
I like your pants around your feet. Iconic.
Yeah, I'm angry that's true, but it's definitely
it's true.
Yeah, and you can't help but yell the lyrics.
Exactly. Yeah. I was speaking to my PT yesterday and we were discussing universal truths. She goes, oh, I've got one. You've never met a baby named Craig. That's a universal truth. Oh! She goes, they come out men. I said, you're so right.
Yeah.
I'd like to add on Dennis, Wayne and Neil. You've never met babies.
No.
It's like baby birds. You don't see them. Like you said last week, Alex.
Yeah.
They just pop out.
I know men. And adult birds named Craig, Neil, and Dennis, and Wayne. But you never met a baby.
That's true. That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. Here's mine, guys. If you sit on a toilet and it's cold, that sucks. But it's far better than if it's warm. That's a universal truth.
Oh, my. Yes. Yes. Yes! Because I can't stop thinking, who's just been here?
How long?
Warmth, warmth is good initially. Because you're like, yes, oh, wait a minute.
Wait, how did this get warm? Yeah. Oh, someone else's butt.
But if you find out who it is, sometimes with the right person, you're like, I'll accept it. I don't mind it.
Butt are you happy to have
If it was here at work, you know, there's certain people, I'd like it.
So you see Gilly walk out of the cubicle. Are you happy or are you mad? You don't mind.
He's a hygienic kind of guy.
He is, and he's also so quick, so, you know.
Yeah, barely touched.
If I see Shawnee B do it, I'm not interested. You know, I don't want to be. What the hell was that?
I'll wait for another one.
He's destroyed something. All right, here's mine. The patch of street directly outside your house is your unofficial street park, and nobody should ever take it.
That's a universal truth.
Came home last night, someone took it, and I was like, this isn't your park. This is my park.
Which one is your house? Yeah. It's not this house.
I'm directly out the front.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I used to live on a fairly busy street, and it was always tough because at school time, sometimes your park was not available.
Of course.
But the neighbour's park was. I was just like, it's the only park on the street. Can I take this?
You feel rude, don't you?
Yeah.
And you shouldn't.
Because when all the cars go, because we live near a school, when all the cars go, you're just in their park.
Exactly.
They don't know that there was a busy time at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good one.
Some good universal truths today.
Snoozy.
Okay, I've got my own one.
Okay.
Not as good as the pigeon, but here we go. Every time you go out in a, you know, an I don't care outfit, you're wearing your worst outfit ever, you always see someone you know.
That's a universal truth.
Oh! You do.
100%. 100%. You think you're just ducking down. Mm-mm.
When I'm wearing my winter Birks to Market Town, like Birks with socks, I'm like, oh, who cares? And, you know, people start to look.
Far out.
No. One more. Yes. One more round.
Yeah,
this
sure.
one. It's a universal truth that seedless mandarins are a myth.
That's a universal truth.
I don't know.
I don't eat them enough to know.
I don't eat them either.
I don't
like with the kids.
I buy the seedless mandarins and I always get a seed.
Oh, okay. When I've been cutting them for the kids, yes. I've found some seedless ones to be a bit seedless.
Wow.
I've got a shop at your shop. I don't like mandarins, so I can't really contribute.
Yeah, see, I love a mandy. Yeah. And when they invented the seedless ones, I thought, thank you, this helps me.
But you know what? There will be some people out there who will have yelled a loud ho.
Yeah, yeah. There'll be the hoes in the cars.
I appreciate the collective ho.
Gilly, what you got?
All right. If you think too much about the fact that you're walking, you'll start feeling weird about walking.
That's a universal truth.
Oh! I'll say this as well. The hardest thing to do on camera if you're acting is walk normally.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Or drink a glass of water. When you actually have to think about doing it, you're like, how do I do this?
I'm just going to spill everywhere.
What do I do?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, last one. Wraps up here. If you're next in line at the grocery store and a new checkout opens, you have priority to take it.
That's a universal truth.
Don't you be standing behind me, number three in line, and you cut in. That's mine.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
And I think it's also partly the responsibility of the person opening the checkout, because they often come up to you or the store manager sometimes and go, sir or madam or whatever.
You come through.
Yeah.
You've got to go to the first person.
But I wonder if they're assessing the conveyor belt full of stuff that maybe's not that full anymore. It'll take you longer to get around than it would to just stay in your line. You've got one cucumber to scan
in front of
the next
because there's also the payment as well.
This is true.
Special place in hell for people who don't obey that rule.
That's a great one.
There you go.
Nick Jess Ducko, if you have any, slide into our DMs.
Yes, please do.
That's a universal truth.
Geez, I hope Novocastrians aren't shaking in their swimmers today, boys, because if something that's just been introduced in Barcelona comes here, it will spell bad news for our beach-loving community, okay? Barcelona, it is a coastal town over in Spain.
Oh, yeah, it's a good party town, Barcelona.
It is a party town. They're all beautiful over there.
Yeah, they are.
I feel like even tourists who go over there, they immediately become beautiful just because you're in Barcelona.
Architecture, you know?
Oh, the architecture is stunning.
It's a very confusing city. I was once at a club in Barcelona and they had big Transformers walking around the club, like an Optimus Prime and a Bumblebee, like suits.
Holy shit.
Have you been to the club?
I've either been there or I saw Transformer people walking around.
It's on the beach there.
What year were you
there? The razzmatazz.
Could we have been there at the same time?
Could have been.
I was with my mum and dad. Who were you with?
Not my mum and dad.
We were having a go down La Rambla.
Yes. La Rambla. Yes.
There was a lady dressed as the best alien I've ever seen. Yeah. It was in the alien from the Sigourney Weaver movie.
I've been down La Rambla.
You've been down La Rambla.
Or La Ramblas.
La Ramblas, possibly, yes.
Yeah. Either way, it's fun.
Anyway, I hope what's just been introduced, I thought it was fun. I thought it was cool. I thought it was a sexy place. It would appear no. Nanny steak.
Okay.
They are fining people, locals and tourists included, and they're saying the Brits better watch out because British love to go to Barcelona for a little bit of a beach holiday.
Yeah.
Because we know they never get any sun in England.
Yeah.
So they go to Spain, yeah?
You can spot the Brits when they go to Spain too.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
pasty,
well, that's
chunky.
Exactly right. And they're at the teeth situation.
Yeah, the teeth.
Yeah.
Mad cow disease.
Whoa. Explain yourself.
Yeah. A lot of English, but not a lot. It's a higher instance of mad cow disease in
we
people from the UK.
We are a global podcast. You are going to lose us all our
we
British.
We don't want to lose the British audience.
No, they'll be nodding going, yep.
I get it.
Are they
happy with your comment about bad teeth?
Yeah, they know they're pasty.
They know they're pasty and they've got bad teeth. I didn't know if they know about mad cow. Does Prince William know about the mad cow? Might have it. Anyway, they've now put in rules, You're in a beach town. The beach is just down the road.
Mm-hmm.
They have now put in restrictions how far you can be from the sand before you have to put something over your swimmers. So no more just walking down La Ramblas or our equivalent, I guess, maybe Derby Street.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to just mosey on down from Bar Beach, grab a coffee or a bit of a, you know, maybe a little gelati down Derby Street, still in their swimmers.
It's an interesting one in Newcastle. When you see people at the beach, obviously, in the swimmers, it's fine. But then the minute you see them down, you're like a Derby or a bit further inland, you're like, eh.
Yeah, I've seen them at the Wickham Exchange.
That's too far.
In just a string
that's
bikini.
Too far.
That's too far.
Not even like a nice beach shirt or a sarong.
No, just the bikini, carrying the bag with the towel in it. And it was just like
shoes?
Full
some
butt
sort of
on show. No, just, and it's just like, on the beach,
yeah,
whatever.
I would argue even at the kiosk.
Yeah,
Wickham,
that's fine.
In the industrial
zone. Yeah, Wickham, it's a bit too far. There are a couple of Ks out now.
Why'd she come off like the tram?
Off the bus.
Off the bus.
Yeah, and when you see people get on the tram as well in their bikinis and their boardies or whatever, and you're like, just chuck a little shirt on,
maybe
you know?
Chuck a little shirt on.
Little
well,
sari.
This is the thing. If they bring this rule in here, £260 fine. That's $460.
Wow,
really?
How many metres do you get?
This is a great question. If they're caught wandering around the town centre.
Okay.
So I guess from the beach to the town centre, it's gonna be a little bit of a hike.
Yeah.
They're not right next door. Similarly, how's this? Men who walk around without a top on also getting fined. This is not just for the ladies.
Really?
This is not just like bam the nipple.
No.
Even dudes who get out of the water still in their boardies, maybe they're still dripping, just ducking down to get a coffee. Got to pop into Coles. Going to pick up some chicken thighs for dinner.
No way.
You better put a shirt on.
That's another thing as well. Like, do you go to the grocery store here after you've been to the beach and wear no shirt? You know what I mean?
See, as soon as you enter a door, I feel as though it gets weird.
Yep.
Everyone looks at you.
I shop at Harris Farm a little bit on Derby Street there. And I guess, again, that Derby Street thing, it's not the furthest shopping centre from the beach. It might even be one of the closer. But yes, people just walking in, still literally dripping.
Yeah.
Saw a couple in there the other day, just, you know, testing out the ripeness of the avocado. I'm like, I feel like this is, I shouldn't be seeing. It feels like you're in your underwear almost.
Part of me loves it because it's like chilled coastal town.
Yeah,
totally.
And then part
Absolutely.
Of me is like, I don't know, Newcastle's kind of bigger than that, you know?
Yeah. You're in the city now.
Yeah.
You're in the town.
Yeah. Oh, producer anyway. Alex just said she's done that at the junction. You what? You've worn a bikini at the junction?
No, I've been dripping wet.
Huh?
Oh, but you had something on.
Well, yeah, but then, like, it still deems inappropriate. Now I've got, like, wet patches, so...
Well, if you have something on, you're wet. I think that's okay.
Yeah, you've got... Well, this is the thing. Even in another town of Mallorca, an island of Mallorca, $887 fine if you do this behaviour.
Wow.
£500.
Oh, geez.
So we better hope this sort of gear doesn't come in here.
You know the people who'd fine people in Newcastle? I mean, the parking inspectors would double as, like, bikini finers.
Oh, my God. No, it'd be the FBI. Female body inspectors.
Bang, bang, bang. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au. There is no way possible you have missed this footage because it has been replayed on breakfast television this morning every 10 minutes. It is all over social media.
It was memed yesterday.
It is the front page of every paper.
So
it was memed to the nth degree. It is also on the Nick Justucco Instagram story.
Yeah, you've either seen it or you don't have a screen.
Yeah.
Exactly. Scott Morrison, the current Prime Minister. Obviously, the election is around the corner. Saturday, the 21st of May. That's when we all have to head to the polling booths.
Stop it.
So they are in the final trenches of the campaign trail.
Mm-hmm.
And Scotty finds himself down in Tassie. My sister is my aunt. Mama was And what do they do on the campaign trail, boys?
Kiss babies, shake hands.
That's right. Yeah. And they get amongst it. And what Scorny has done this whole campaign is getting in amongst it.
Yeah, he
getting
has.
His hands dirty.
Yeah.
He's washed hair at a hairdresser's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he's made a coffee somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
He burnt his retinas trying to weld something.
That's right.
Without the proper safety equipment.
And now he's in Tassie. He's in the Devonport area and the Devonport Strikers Soccer Club.
Right.
He's there with the youngsters to announce $3.5 million to the club, yeah? For a new grandstand, pitch and lighting. That's okay. Awesome for them.
Yeah, I mean, if they elect him.
Exactly. And obviously, if you're there with the youngsters, what are you going to do at a soccer club? Oh, you've got to have a kick around.
Absolutely. Yeah. In your full work kit.
He takes off his jacket,
but the tie
and the shiny shoes are there, and they're just having a little, you know, some of them got bibs on, and he's on the team.
Little scratch match.
Yeah. He goes too hard against his kids.
Oh, God, and then this happens.
It's a bit of a rugby tackle.
You good?
You're good? Here we go. Good boy.
He collects an 8-year-old named Luca. And when I say collects, they're on the ground, they're rolling around. And look, Luca is fine.
Yep.
And it was soft landing.
To be honest.
But he collected an 8-year-old on a campaign trail 2 days out from an election. Couldn't write it.
It'd be a send-off in the NRL these days. It was shoulder contact to the head.
Yeah.
It would be a HIA for Paul Luca. And ScoMo would
was
be tending to be.
Was it negligent or intentional, though,
well,
you know?
I think it was intentional based off how Scotty fell on him. Or Scotty's just got no core strength and ability to hold himself.
Good lesson for Luca, though, because in soccer, and pardon my, you know, for the soccer aficionados out there, but they carry on a bit in soccer when you do roll over or someone touches you accidentally. Luca really bounced back up fine.
Far
he really should
resilient.
Have milked
and
it
you know,
a bit longer to get a free kick.
One of the most classic parts of this whole thing is the kid actually scores the goal, irrelevant to what's happening with ScoMo. The kid turns around and is like, yes, I kicked a goal, but everyone's watching ScoMo. This kid thinks he's kicked a goal in front of the PM,
yeah.
And the PM's busy taking out another child.
Oh my God, mate. Some of the kids were calling the PM better than Ronaldo. I mean, they're obviously Liberal voters. It just, you know, and he's
a
given
9-year-old young liberal.
Yes.
He's given special shout outs. Now, apparently checked in with Luca and his mum.
Yeah.
Luca is fine. He's in good form. And he goes, well, I have a great story for the kids tomorrow at school.
Yeah, he does.
But it just makes me think of the family and Jenny watching at home. And just those moments where you shake your head. You know, you're just shaking your head. A little while ago, we bought that, you know, that big stick that you can put a ball in the little catcher bit and piff it for your dog.
So
it goes extra long.
Yeah.
I tried that for the first time, didn't think Angus was watching. My first couple go straight into the ground. And then I turned around and Angus was just watching from the window, just
shaking his head.
Don't try sports, you know, those sort of parts. He goes, you know, you remind me of John Howard in Pakistan when he tried to bowl.
The ball.
I was like, whenever we went over there, and he's trying to bowl straight to the ground.
It didn't get past his foot.
No,
it's just those moments where you go, honey.
Why should I try?
Don't try.
We've always had such uncoordinated PMs, haven't we?
Like,
just really bad. For a sporty country, a sporty nation,
Tony Abbott getting around in his little DTs.
Yeah, he could swim.
You know, he could swim.
Yeah, he could swim, but he also ate onions, so I don't know. Pick your poison.
Seriously.
You know? But I think the funniest part, before we wrap this up, is Luca, the kid, Luca.
He was on the Today Show.
Yes, and apparently he's a bit of a rapper. So Carl and Ali asked
8-year-old rapper.
Yep, they asked him to do a freestyle rap, and boy, he didn't disappoint. Here you go.
We the boys from Weta, send them the tools of attention. Papa, you've got to make them sucker MCs on a pension. Nah, that's not even worth our attention. Talking all rubbish like they just got out of attention. Knock, knock, who's there? I don't care, I just got you scared over there. Hey, why are you looking at me? Is it because I'm 7 and a better
He
MC?
Keeps going.
Now this goes for it goes well over
20 seconds.
The beauty of live television.
And they try and wrap him up and he still doesn't want to have to go to an ad break and just
you
cut him
off. You know what they need to do? Call Scotty to bulldoze him again.
Can Scotty coming to hit this kid?
Wrap it up, Luca.
Oh,
glad he's
bless.
Okay.
He's all right. He's having a go.
Let's see rapping. How this shapes up for Scotty at the polling booths.
What's your
seagull
story?
What's your seagull story?
13 10 60. Give us a call. We actually have tickets to give away to the Knights. Not our box tickets, but a family passes to the game. If you call through and have a good story.
Mate, get involved.
Because there's been a seagull over at Tesco in the UK. It's a pesky, pesky gull. In fact, the locals, they know him so much, they call him Jason Seagull.
Hey!
That's fantastic.
Not bad from
Seagull
the Brits.
Would also be good.
Yeah. So now, pardon my ignorance with seagulls.
Mm-hmm.
But they all look the same to me.
They do.
How do they know it's Jason Segel? Well, they coming back every day.
They just great know question. Because this is the one Segel. There's only one of Jason Segel, and he comes through the Tesco doors. He waits for the Tesco doors to open to the shopping center. Tesco's like their Woolies. The doors open. The guy goes in there and he gets snacks and he takes the snacks out. I'm talking Doritos. I'm talking Cheetos.
This is the gull.
The gull takes and he gets little packets of chips and he in his beak and he takes it out and runs out.
Because they are usually near the door because they'd be near the checkout. Yes. They're obviously trying to entice people before they leave. Grab a cheeky pack of chips. So he's not like he's going fully into the back.
No.
He just needs to take a few steps.
And yoink. He's not paying.
No, he's not paying. How's this?
Sorry.
No, he should be. He could pay pass. You know what I mean? Pay and go.
Has a chip little under the
now, I'm we're talking about Jason Segel, the gull. The not gull. Jason Segel, the actor.
Yeah, yeah, Jason Segel, the gull.
You want him to pay pass?
Come on.
Little Apple Watch around his little foot.
Yeah.
Little bing.
What, you think the rules just apply to humans?
To be honest, I really thought they did.
Animalist.
How so, wrong I was.
So apparently, this is what I find really funny, is he's been known to do it sometimes 3 times a day.
Why? Wow, 3 meals a day. He's a growing boy.
And the shopkeepers and everyone there knows about him. Some of the locals actually film him doing it, which is where they saw it. Because they film him, he goes away, they come back, they wait. I mean, obviously people have too much time in their hands. But they film him doing it. They've estimated he's stolen 17 kilos of food, around 300 pounds worth of stock.
What?
I was like, how can you, Esther, how has he stolen that much
That's
food?
A lot of cheese and bacon balls.
So many cheese and bacon balls. Apparently his favourites are Doritos.
Doritos.
He loves Doritos.
He'd be extreme cheese if ever I've heard of a
oh, yeah.
They say he's nacho cheese.
He's very fussy. He loves Doritos, but we're always keeping an eye out. That's
is he trying to get salsa, but he can't pick up the jar?
So true.
Like a round glass jar. It's a bit too much for his little beak.
Unless he brings his mates and they all do it together.
Yeah.
They knew he was pesky and up to no good when he walked through the door. So he waits for people to walk out. Then he literally walks into the doors, gets it, and then walks out. He doesn't fly. He doesn't want people to see him, you know?
Oh, my God, he's gone incognito. Stealth mode.
How does he open the packets?
I guess he just pecks it with his beak.
Oh, good question. Yeah.
I'm not sure how they do
see,
that.
See, that's a better question than he doesn't pay.
But it's like, but I always think, like, how do dogs eat certain foods without hands? You know what I mean? That
fingers, they make it done.
They get it done with their big mouth. You know, the animals find a way. Lisa Buck, a regular at the store, said, I've seen him do it a few times, and I tell the cashiers, he's strutted off with stuff, a pack of Doritos. And the cashiers just say, oh, he likes Doritos.
He likes
so
Doritos.
So they're not even trying to stop this.
I think they're probably like, I don't get paid enough, I don't care. But 13 10 60, what's your seagull story?
What's your seagull story? Pesky seagull.
All right. How's this one, guys?
Go for it.
I've only been pooped on by a seagull twice in my life.
Yes.
And it happened in the same day.
Oh, no way.
Was it the same gull?
See, this is my theory.
Could
I reckon
be.
It had it in for me.
Do you reckon it's Jason Seagull?
It could be. Maybe he migrated to Australia.
Maybe.
Anyway.
He's on a little vacay.
Yeah. Well, we were about to go for a vacay. We were about to go on a road trip and we were just picking up supplies at the supermarket. I was at the ATM and I got a little poop on the shoulder, looked up, saw the butt of a seagull poking out from the side of the building. Everyone at the cafe laughed at me. We had to delay our trip. I had to go home, wash it off, change shirt, wash it out of my hair.
Yeah.
Went back to the same shopping centre to do the same shop and got pooped on by a seagull again.
No.
Doing the ATM run or in a different location?
No, this was waiting to pay at a fruit and veg store. And again, same situation though, at the cusp of a roof and an outdoor section, and
just
a butt was
just
poking
hanging over.
Out.
Oh mate,
it wasn't a flyby.
It'd be good to be a seagull though and hang your butt over things and poo on people.
Do you reckon
it'd
animals?
Be nothing better.
I always wonder. You know when you see birds,
yeah.
Maybe it's sometimes a gull on the road and they get out of your way at the last second.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're 100% playing chicken with their mates.
Oh yeah.
And there's other birds on the other side of the road being like, oh my god, that was so cool,
you killed it.
And then high fiving each other.
Did you see Larry's move today?
100%. The guy's gone. Poop on that tall guy. And then he did and went, oh my God, he's come back. Poop on him again.
He just washed his hair.
And then they're the human beings like, oh, it's good luck.
I know.
So 13 10 60, give us a call. What's your seagull story? Lauren's in Warners Bay. Lauren, what's your seagull story?
Yeah, morning, guys. I was at Nobby's Beach with my kids and my old mum, and mum was sitting on the sand, and my mum is terrified of birds, so peacocks, turkeys, whatever, she's terrified of birds. And we got some hot chips, and of course the seagulls start milling around, and I said to my kids, throw a couple of hot chips at Nanny's feet. So they did, so they drew some chips, they landed right at her toes, and then of course the hugest flock of seagulls comes down and they're all over her trying to get to these chips. she was hysterical and crying, and we were just laughing. It was hilarious.
Oh my God, that's a sure way to lose a toe. Just entice a bunch of seagulls around an old lady's funeral.
You don't want grandma to have a stroke. Very funny.
Miriam's in Whitebridge. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning.
What is your seagull story?
Okay, so a group of us, friends, family, etc., were at the beautiful beaches at Merriweather one afternoon, and there was a seagull amongst some other seagulls that in particular stood out because every time it ate a chip, it came out its throat. And people thought that was really funny and kept feeding it and and watching the chip come out.
Wait, so it wasn't throwing it up. It was a hole in its throat.
Oh, yes, some kind of fishing accident or something. I don't know. Poor thing.
Yeah.
There was a vet at our table and probably for the better, but much to the shock of us all, he broke its neck and put it out of its misery.
Oh, my goodness.
And this
was just at the beach at Merriweather?
The beaches.
You'd hope that guy was a vet. But he was just a random punter.
He was a vet.
I'm a vet.
You knew him. You knew him.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
We lovingly refer to the seagull now as Stephen.
Oh, Stephen Seagull.
Stephen Seagull.
May he rest in peace.
Oh, my God. Wow, that's a hell of an
intense. What a ride. These are great seagulls. I was expecting someone pooed on, you know, a seagull pooed on me. You know, this is intense.
Kimberly's in Georgetown. What's your seagull story?
Hi. I was in Swansea swimming, fishing with my mum, and I baited up and my line was in the air, and a seagull actually dived in the tree. And once I hit in the air, he came down out of the tree and went for the bait, and he actually got stuck and took all of my line and kept trying to fly in the air. And he had line wrapped around every wing and everywhere. And we got two strangers from on the walk, and they got in the water and we were trying to like unlatch him from all the reel. So I lost a fair bit of reel, but we ended up saving the seagull.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure he hates me for the rest of my life.
I wonder if Kimberly's seagull is the same seagull from Miriam's story.
With the hole from the hook.
From the hook in the neck. Well,
she's her fishing accident.
If it is, it didn't end well for that seagull.
It didn't.
These are horrific.
Thank you, Kimberly.
That's my funny seagull story.
Abby, is yours any better than those last two?
I think so.
Okay.
Did you have a pesky seagull, Abby?
I have a pesky seagull.
Okay,
so we were driving up to Queensland a couple of years ago, and we stopped at Coffs Harbour, got some lunch. We got some KFC, sat in the car park. My husband was tormenting these seagulls, like put a chip out the window, and then as I would fly up, he'd pull it back in. And this seagull obviously got very annoyed at it, flew up to the window, must have aimed the wind, everything perfectly, pooed inside the window all over his crotch.
Oh my God, like mid-air, swept it in.
It's a drive-by.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know it is. It's a dump and burn.
Must have had everything perfect and just pooed all over his crotch. It was the best thing I've ever
Brilliant.
Done. That's right. Pulled out a little baseball bat and just like knocked
it out.
Great call, Abby. We're going to give you a double pass to see Symphony, a global dance hits reimagined by full orchestra and special guests hitting Entertainment Centre in July.
Thank you.
Thank you for your story.
Brilliant, brilliant, so good. See, I mean, there's unexpected gull stories in that.
Very unexpected.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to say that the court case dominating headlines at the moment is, of course, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard one over in the States, the defamation, and it's getting uglier and uglier by the day.
Horrible.
So you'd be forgiven for missing maybe something on our own shores.
Mm.
Guy Sebastian from The Voice. And, of course, we know him from his amazing back catalogue. He's in court at the moment.
Yeah.
The embezzlement trial happening with his former manager, Titus Day. I didn't know it was this much. $900,000.
Jeez.
Royalty, performance and ambassador payments that apparently this guy's embezzled. All alleged. It's going through the court system at the moment. But what I wanted to bring up, because this story's not great, okay. Unfortunately, when you go through the courts, as we're seeing with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, everything gets dragged out.
Yeah.
Anything in the shadows, even things you might not think are related, get dragged to the forefront.
Character, like representations.
Exactly. So one story that's come up, not sure what it's got to do with the embezzlement side of things, but Guy Sebastian's on the stand, and his manager's lawyer is grilling him about an incident that happened a little while ago about like a home invader. Terrifying stuff. Apparently, a little while ago, a guy tried to get into the Sebastian's home and the Jules is calling guy saying someone's trying to get into the house. They've got a small child there. It's really terrifying stuff. So the story went that guy raced home on his motorbike and then was able to confront the guy.
He got back in time.
Got back in time. And apparently the story that guy was telling people was there was an altercation and he headbutted the dude. Yeah. The lawyer is now bringing up, you didn't really headbutt him, did you? The guys had to say, well, no, I didn't actually headbutt him. But the lawyer is drilling down on, yeah, but you told people you headbutted him.
You lied.
So now he's bringing up that, yeah, he's going around town lying about headbutting and what a tough nut he is. So it's being dragged into court. And now obviously all this press has come out because it's an interesting little tidbit.
Yeah.
That guy...
He lied about it. He didn't actually headbutt the intruder. He missed the intruder.
He embellished.
He probably didn't even get
apparently
there.
Apparently embellished.
He yelled at him from a distance.
Hey, look, as radio presenters, can't put a bit of mayo sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As my father always says, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Yeah.
However, it's now being dragged in front of court.
Wow.
You know how that would never happen to me if I was ever in a legal case? Because my wife would make sure if I ever told the story. That if I was like, oh, I headbutted him. She's like, no, you didn't. You didn't
Hang
even
on.
Get close to him.
Technically.
You know, you didn't even touch him. You were so far away. That's what she'd make sure.
Yeah, she should be the lawyer.
Hit 106.9, 10K Alphabuck.
Yes, 30 seconds, 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. I have to take your first answer. You can't use the same one twice. And if you're unsure of the question, just say pass. We come back if there's time. Of course, playing every day now at 7 and 8 a.m. Double the chances, double the fun. Stepping up for 10K from Anna Bay. We've got Joe. Good morning, mate.
Morning.
Joe, what are we spending $10,000 on?
My trip to Canada.
Trip to Canada. Is that going back home if I'm picking up an accent?
Yes, going back home for 3 weeks.
Beautiful.
Lovely, Joe.
It'd be nice to go back home and see some local bands.
Nickelback.
Hell yeah.
He loves that joke.
He loves it.
You can hear it in his voice.
Well, mate, we got an 8 at 7 o'clock this morning. We're doing it at 7 and 8 now. Can you go 2 better?
We'll see.
Okay.
Joe's shifting into game
He's
mode.
He's a solid assassin, Joe.
Totally. Joe, solid letter for your brother. It's T. T for Toronto.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that where you're from?
Yes.
Very good. Yeah. Spent 2 weeks there. It was lovely.
Beautiful part of the world.
Joe, your time will start after the first question. Starting with the letter T, we need you to name a herb.
Oh, I'll pass.
An American state.
Tennessee.
An actress.
Pass.
A drink.
Tonic water.
A Janet Jackson song.
Oh, pass.
A cartoon character.
Pass.
A type of pasta.
Pass.
A gemstone.
Pass.
A boy's name.
Tom.
A movie.
Tomb Raider.
Just after the buzzer, after I think. Time.
Oh,
I'm afraid
dear.
There's no poutine coming your way. You got 3.
Yeah, that's all right. That was a tough one.
Solid letter. Tough question.
Tough question.
Yeah.
You also got a double pass to gin blending class. Customise your own gin at Erp Gin
Love
Blending
that.
Classes. Maybe take that over for the fam.
Yes.
Okay, let's take you through them. A herb, thyme, tarragon, an actress, Tina Fey, Toni Collette, Taylor Leone, Janet Jackson song, Together Again, That's the Way Love Goes, cartoon character, Tigger, Thomas the Tank Engine, Tinkerbell, type of pasta, tortellini, tagliatelle. How did I go, Jess?
I heard a bit of G. Try again.
Tagliatelle.
Much better.
Is it not tagliatelle?
Don't make me come over there.
Oh-ho.
I'll give you a spanking. Come across my lap.
Still got more to go. Gemstone, topaz, tourmaline. And I just ran out of time on the last one. But
sorry, Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
That's all right.
Have fun going back home.
Thank you.
Well, he's not going home now because we didn't give him the money.
No,
I've already booked my flight.
He just wanted spending money.
Joe's going. He wanted a bit of party money, Joe.
He wanted to take everyone out for poutine. Can't do that now.
Enjoy, Joe. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Playing again more times across the day as well with Pez and Shawnee B.